Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, good to be with you here on a Tuesday. We're working our way through Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft. And it's with trades, and we've told you who's available. To your offensive lineman, Zach Frazier, wide receiver, Xavier Worthy from Texas, Chop Robinson, defensive end from Penn State, Braden Fisk, defensive tackle from Florida State, and Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerback from Alabama. Waiting to get your picks as they come in. Here we go. We'll tell you who the people tag, and then Gator, you and Kang will give your picks, and then we'll tell you who the actual pick is. From an unnamed texter, I'm going Kool-Aid there. There are plenty of other defensive end and D tackles I like in this draft that they can get later. Top cornerbacks are hard to find. Another one here from Rich. Chop. Get him and be the bookend with Hutch, especially with the free agents we picked up on offense and defense. Great show. Thank you. Unnamed texter, definitely Cooper DeJean. Looks like a lockdown corner. Let's get that position solid for the next few years. Greg writes in, Cooper DeJean, Iowa Hawkeyes have worked out well for us. Will writes in, the perfect pick is Cooper DeJean. I never thought he'd be available. It's a no-brainer. Mark in a green and white truck says, we must go Chop. Nick in Westland says, DeJean. Dave and Troy says, in this scenario, I take DeJean as the cornerback drop. The cornerback drop-off is the most of the positions listed. Tyler, a cop in Southfield, says, Bama secondary has done us great in the past, and this pick wouldn't change that, Kool-Aid or bust.
Well, outside of Brian Branch, who have the Lions had in the secondary from Alabama?
Was Jerry Jacobs? He was Arkansas, wasn't he?
I think he was Arkansas.
Might be it.
I will say this. I don't mean to.
It doesn't matter.
I'm trying to sidetrack it. The thing is there already built-in chemistry because of Brian Branch? If you were to add Kool-Aid McKinstry, that's something to consider.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm not sure that a guy. Maybe I don't know. That's much to consider, but sure. And I mean, you can get a personal scouting report from Brian Branch, although I'm sure they don't need to lean on just him, but he'd be there to tell them anything they need to know that he might be able to share.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you look at the corner position, you got Iowa and Alabama, and you've got plenty of Iowa on the team to talk to about their former teammate, and obviously with Brian Branch regarding Kool-Aid. I mean, to me, it comes down to three names.
In this scenario.
Yeah.
And those three names are?
I'm torn between the two corners. And Chop.
Yep.
I mean, if Chop's name was simply, David Robinson. I don't know why I picked David. How about Daver? If he was Daver Robinson, I'd still be interested, but not as interested. His nickname is Chop, man. I love it. Oh, he was a really good college player. He could be dominant at times, and there's a lot to like there. That being said, they went out and got Marcus Davenport. I'm still hopeful that James Houston's the guy. Do I only got, one first-round pick here? Which am I going to get more bang for? I'm still torn, but you're asking me to do it, Doug. I'm going to go Cooper DeJean.
The pick is in, huh?
Or DeGene. Is it DeGene or
DeGene? DeGene. It's DeGene. Lions take Cooper DeGene if Gator's the GM. Kang, what about you? Pick in?
So I actually love the corners available, but I'm trying to win this very next season, and those cornerbacks probably aren't going to break my starting lineup. So I don't want anything to do with those corners because guess what? There's going to be another bunch of corners next year and the year after that. So that's my reasoning. I got to go defensive end. I got to go someone with a player who can help impact this team right away because the window, I know everyone wants sustainability and all this stuff, but you just never know. Ask all the teams that never went back or couldn't win it. The window is now for the Lions, so I'm going defensive end. I didn't hear you mention the name Braylon Trice because he was another defensive end I was looking at too, Doug. In the end, I did go with Chop Robinson.
Okay.
I just believe his ceiling to get to the quarterback, even if he's a one-trick pony his very first year, I need someone to pair up with Aiden Hutchinson on the other side and just cause some havoc, put some pressure on the quarterback, whether it's James Houston or Pascal, whoever. I need to load up on that area. I don't think Davenport's that. I don't see it from Davenport. I think he's just more of a, you know, adept veteran type guy. I want Chop Robinson.
I'd say Kang makes a very compelling argument.
Yeah, I got pickers in. I'm going Chop Robinson, Penn State. I mean, that's, to me, his quickness, he was explosive. I think he's everything you want in a speed edge rusher. I think he's basically a better version of James Houston. He's going to have to put on some weight, but a lot of rookies, that's the case. He's like 250. So at the end of the day, we got two Chops and a Cooper. Daniel Jeremiah, though, ran the draft. The pick is in. And with the 29th pick of the 2024 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback, right. Alabama.
I'm mad at it.
And he writes, this was a tough call for me, deciding between McKinstry and Penn State edge rusher Chop Robinson. The Lions are going to end up with a talented outside cornerback to pair with his former Alabama teammate, slot corner Brian Branch.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So there you go. Kool-Aid McKinstry. No, I did not say the name Braylon Trice. Would you prefer Braylon Trice to Chop Robinson?
No, but I was looking. I told you my reasoning. I kind of geared away from the cornerback, so I'm looking at what defensive ends are available. And Trice is someone that's on my board. You know, in the end, he's not athletic enough. He doesn't have the tangibles that Chop Robinson has, and that's what I want. I want a guy to get to the quarterback, and I think Chop's just better suited for that.
Can I change my thing?
You want to go Chop now?
I like Kang's explanation as to why it's Chop. I mean, yours is all about the player, and this is what he is. I got it, and mine was kind of about the player too. Kang was strategically involved there because the player is great, right? But it's a player that can contribute right away. Not that Cooper DeGene wouldn't, or Kool-Aid McKinstry wouldn't, but you'd feel pretty strongly about Chop Robinson coming right in and being a guy at the other end.
Yeah, look, this out of all the mock drafts we've done, this one is my favorite scenario for the Lions because there's so much to choose from here that I'd be ecstatic with. Now, could they do something we don't expect? Yeah, but I want to round out the first round here with the rest of the picks because it's really interesting.
Let me just ask you this real quick,
yep.
Both of you. Would you be disappointed if the scenario is there and the Lions ended up with Cooper DeGene or Kool-Aid McKinstry?
Not particularly disappointed.
No, I really like both those players.
Okay.
I do. I just hear what comes to is opportunity. So they draft those guys and they're already, what, fourth or fifth on the depth chart? I don't know if they see the field. DeGene might because he can return kicks.
Yeah.
But
I guess I'd be sitting back going, hey, whatever you want to do, I'm curious as to why he would do it between those three players, if those are the three he's choosing from, and just kind of enjoying the moment because I like all three.
Another player I didn't mention that was still on the board is Kamari Lassiter, the cornerback from Georgia.
So like him a lot,
yeah,
too.
So we're looking at
slow, a lot of cornerbacks.
An abundance of quality players. But
So Lions take Kool-Aid McKinstry. The next pick, the Baltimore Ravens take Cooper DeJean, cornerback, Iowa. At 31, the Niners go Chop Robinson, edge rusher, Penn State. At 32, Kansas City goes Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver.
Yeah, now I really want Chop Robinson because I don't need San Francisco to be, you know, dropping guys like Eric Armstead and picking up his replacement who can hit the ground running and be as good.
But you know what's interesting is a name I'm not seeing as much anymore that we saw a lot was Rakestraw, the corner from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Early in this process, I felt like his name was coming up a lot, and now it's not as much. So I don't know. It's like we said, trading back would be great. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did. But the one caller said earlier, it wouldn't be surprised if they traded up. What if I told you, considering that they filled all of these holes that they needed to in the offseason in free agency, what if you found out they traded up 12, 14 spots and took Quinyon Mitchell?
I mean, I don't have a problem with that because, you know, I'm a big fan of his. But the name I thought you were going to bring up was the offensive lineman. Is it Jackson?
Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
I will tell you another name I think they should be eyeing trading up is Jared Verse.
Yes, but he's a name that's shooting up the mock drafts. He used to be, you could see him in the late teens, early 20s.
Yep.
Now he's like top 15 easy.
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also, we are getting unprecedented love.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.